So welcome and God bless you. Thank you for worshiping with us today. And whether you are here in person or whether you're online, we want you to know that we're praying for you. And that's a good thing. And I want you to know, too, that God answers prayer each week. He does. Each week we receive, prayer requests as well as personal testimonies of the goodness of God and what he's done. Things like healing and deliverance and provision, supernatural provision. And some of you all are witness of just that very thing. God is faithful. As Jesus said that, we'd like to thank our leadership team for allowing us the opportunity to take some time to rest and recharge. So believe it or not, we gathered with all of our, there is 13 of us now. And I can't read lips now because you got the mask on. Yeah, so we've got 13 folks in our immediate family, and that's 5 grandchildren and another one on the way. Man, those boys are getting it in, I'm telling you. Man, I tell them, keep it coming. I reward them too whenever they have a kid. I say, hey, here you go, guys. Got to bless him, bless the Lord some more. So I'm thankful for that. I am thankful for that because the Lord is amazing. And I also thank Abundant Faith for you loving our children enough, because many of you grew up with them and helped them mature and develop and listen to them when they were in the midst of challenge and so forth and so on. Because it's not just one person that, you know, does it on his own. It's not just because of Jita and I, but thank God when they was mad at me sometimes, they ran to you. And thank God you gave him good and wise counsel. Man, God is so good. And he used, in fact, and after 27 years, you know, you guys are kind of growing on me. I kind of like y'all, you know, to be truthful about it. So thank you very much for loving us like you have. So let me also share this, is that if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we want to hear from you. If you desire to give or be a financial partner with Abundant Faith, you can do so at our website, www.abundantfaith.org. Or you can text to give at 84321, or bring or send your gift to 2525 Taylor Avenue. As always, my prayer for you is simply this, is that as you give, it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together and running over, that God will make all grace abound toward you, that you would have abundance to do all that he's called you to do, and that every need would be met. And we ask it in Jesus' name, and we say amen. Next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, and I do draft a distinction between the two. Some say it's no different, but I like to focus the attention upon the main thing, and that is Christ rose. All the other stuff is I'm not mad at that, but the focus is he rose. Can I get a good amen in the house? So that is the focus. So next Sunday, we'll do 2 services. We will do a 10 o'clock service, so we won't change this service, but the 10 o'clock service, I've talked to the worship team. We're going to worship right from the 10 o'clock to the 11 o'clock service. It's going to be kind of a continual thing. And so we're going to looking forward to just giving God so much praise and glory because he's worthy of it. And I've never, and God places on my heart, so therefore it won't be a you're dismissed. It'll be a now it's worship time. So we'll change from the altar call and prayer after things and just go right back into worship. And I'm just expecting God to do amazing things. I've been praying for the harvest, no doubt about it. And I'm excited about what God is doing. You know, this year, God gave me a word for each, just a word for each month. And some were talking about, Pastor, you know, what is the theme for this month? And I let them know that they've just been one word. For example, in January, our theme was, you can help me out. It was what? Simplify. And you all remember it, too. Just simplify. And that has been the very focus of my heart. You know, God spoke to me and said, simplify. He didn't say it would be simple, but he did say you can simplify. Does that make sense? You know, so I've been laying some things aside. It's been gradual, but I've been putting some stuff over here and some stuff over here. I said, I don't necessarily need to spend my time doing this, so I'm learning to simplify my life. Last month was what? Love. And just one word, love. And if we could just kind of remember those things. And this month, the theme is life. And there's a scripture that I want to read to you from John 10 and 10. And we quote it oftentimes. And I pray that God speaks to us today. And I pray that there's something that's said that the Holy Spirit speaks to you that maybe does something on the inside. Because this passage simply says this. And if it's on the screen, you can read it. And I chose to use the Amplified version today. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, and destroy. Help me out. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, that's Amplified. I know that. I don't know about you, but that sounds good to me, especially after being shut up and locked up for a year. Mask on. I'm still not over the mask thing. That thing's bothering me. I'm just saying, this is not going to be the message, but man, when I can take that thing off, I can't wait. Am I by myself? Praise the name of Jesus for the truth. And for those dealing with, you know, respiratory situations, I understand, man. And then you can't hardly, they don't want you to hug you. Just don't hug your grandchildren. They're looking like, and I have five, and they love their pawpaw. They love me. Man, ain't no wall they won't climb up. Yeah, but my thing is that this sounds good to me. And after a year of all this stuff going on, people say, well, how do we do that? Especially during this time of COVID and crime. And I want our prayer warriors to begin to intercede, especially because prayer changes things and prayer of the righteous availeth much. Can I get a witness? It used to, and it still does. We need to pray and come against murder in our city, come against division in our city, and your prayers work. The church is called to rise up in this very hour. Are you with me today? Somebody give him a good praise because he's a good God. So don't stop praying. How do we do that during these times of COVID and crime and crooks and crazy? You know, the enemy has come, the scripture says, to steal, kill, and to destroy. But it doesn't stop there, and I thank God that it doesn't stop there. He says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly or might live it to the full and until it overflows in another passage. I love this passage because it's talking about Christ came that we might live life abundantly till it overflows that I would bless people around me, that the joy that's on the inside of my heart would absolutely be contagious. But that's the kind of life I want to live. You know, I want my life of love, my love for my wife to overflow to other people. I want my life for my children to overflow into other people. I want the things that God is doing on the inside of me to overflow into other people's lives. Are you with me today? We've got to be that kind of contagious church. Let's bless him real big. Hallelujah in this house. I don't care what's going on around us. The world is looking for a way that they can have life. And they said, do you have something for this? While so many are dealing with depression and oppression and all these other things. And I understand it. I'm not minimizing it. They deal with something called, you know, all these things. And I'm not going to name them all. But they deal with it. And they want relief. I was talking to somebody that said, marijuana use has increased. Alcohol use has increased. Sexual addictions have increased. Why? They're looking for something to deal with what's dealing with them on the inside. But it won't work. The only thing that will satisfy long term is Jesus. Can I get an amen in this house? Let's bless him real big. Don't play in the house. Give him glory. He's God. He makes a claim that, wow. He makes a claim. He says, I have come that they may have life overflowing, but not halfway, half in, half out. No, I want you to have life. I don't know about you folks, but life is attractive. People people want to be around life. I ain't trying to do dead things. If it's dead, I want it to be resurrected. And we're going to be celebrating the resurrection. And I believe today that some people need to be made alive. Some people need a resurrection before Resurrection Sunday. Somebody give him a praise in this house. Hallelujah. So I titled this message, Enjoying Life Even Though. So let me give you this passage. Or this illustration. You know, and I just want you to know that even though means that, yeah, everything may not be perfect, but even though things aren't perfect, I've made up my mind that I'm going to enjoy this moment. Wow, thank you, God. About 40 years ago, 40 years ago, I had an opportunity, and I was married, so barely married. Baby was less than a year old, Dion was, and had an opportunity playing for a organization, and they gave me a free trip just because I was doing a song and music in California, Southern California, and it wasn't that far from Hawaii. So we took, we was broke. I mean, broke. Talking about my wife and I didn't have money. And some people think that you've got to have money to enjoy yourself. They've been sold a bill of goods to say, unless you have the American dream, the big house, big cars, so forth and so on. Man, when they told me that we got a free trip, we'll fly you there, you and your wife, we'll put you up in a hotel, all you got to do is do the music for us, and you wrote this song, once you deliver the song, so forth and so on. I was like, yeah. And they didn't give us any spending money, though. So we went from Southern California, which we just absolutely had a ball. We was broke. We looked at each other, well, how are we going to do it? Well, we're going to put something together over here. And we put food over here. And we said, well, you know, we only got this much. And I was watching Jita a couple times, because we on the plane trip, I was like saying, I know they're going to be coming by with food. That was in the day they fed you on the plane. And that now they give you some crackers and say, go on about your business. Maybe. But we were there, and they brought back this whole thing of, back in, I could smell all the food, like steak and stuff like that. And they said, well, what do you all want? And I looked at her as everybody else was eating. And I was like saying, well, we don't have a lot of money, so therefore, because I didn't know what the deal was. And she said, well, I want that, that, and that. I'm thinking like, girl, And she went on ahead, she said, what would you have? I said, I don't want, I'm cool, I'm straight, they went on past, and later on I pulled a dude over and said, man, how much does this stuff cost? And he said, it's free, it's with the trip. I said, man, you better bring my food back. But how many of you know that some stuff comes along with Christianity and we don't even recognize we have life? But when we recognize we have life, you say, hey, you better bring me my life. I've been walking through this thing starving, but if it's for me, I want to receive it. Are you in the house today? Life is ours because he came that we might have life and that we might live it more abundantly. And I want to live it to the full. My parents, and I'm going somewhere with this. My parents used to pick cotton on a southern plantation, and they let me know that. And I mess it up oftentimes because they'll say that we work for a dollar a day or a couple dollars a day or whatever it was. But they talked about that they, even though they didn't make much money, they still had joy. Messes with my head today. Folks have so much but no joy. Houses, cars, vacations, all this stuff, new outfit for every day of the week, but no joy. They said they would be happy and thankful and recognizing that one day God was going to bring them out, and they were praising God in advance for the hope and the faith that they had in Christ Jesus. Don't tell me that joy is about an American dream, because it's not. I'm preaching better than you, amen, but that's okay. Amen. Johnny Erickson Tata, one of my favorite people to read about. She was a diver and an amazing swimmer. She dived one particular time and she hit the bottom, and it caused her, one avid and amazing athlete, to become a quadriplegic. And her husband sticks with her through this time, and it's amazing to hear the story. But one thing that blesses me is that she speaks about the joy that she has in her life that God has given her, and that she's enjoying her life with Christ, even though, somebody say with me, even though. So when we look at the word life, and if you're taking notes, this would be a good place to take a note. Life in the Greek means zoe. Say it with me, zoe. Zoe means abundant, it means fullness, it means overflow, it means vitality. And let me ask, do you know any people that have that kind of life, Zoe? You know, I like being around them. They pump me up. By the same token, the people that don't have Zoe, man, they'll drain you. Always a complaint. Always murmuring, always grumbling. Never enough, it's never right, you didn't do it quite right. But there's something about Zoe, something about life, something about it being overflowing. And it says overflowing, and I liken this to having, I don't drink coffee, but Jita does. And she, you know, sometimes when we're at home, we make a cup of coffee, and it's got the little thing there, but sometimes they put a saucer under it. You know, so the saucer is for the what? The overflow. And some of us need to be like that cup, and others need to be like the saucer surrounding or underneath. So when one gets a blessing, it pours over, it goes into the overflow. God wants us to be so full of joy, so full of life, that we have overflow, that our worship is so powerful. That our musicians, their hearts of worship is overflowing into the keyboard, into the bass, into the drums. It's just overflow. What's happening to you? This crisis down on the inside is overflowing to the outside, that you can't be around me without getting a contact. Now, I could go back in the day when they used to be smoking the legal, it was illegal then, but now it's legal. Sometimes you wouldn't even have to smoke. Some of y'all bowing your head like y'all know. You just get a contact. Man, I tell you what, let me put this on the spiritual side. Sometimes you can wade into the church. And just the Chicana glory of God is so thick that you walk in and you get, whoa, what was that? You talk about an overflow. The healing just flows. Why? Because there's something happening in the atmosphere. We're praying that there's such a move of God in the atmosphere that when people come in, they get a contact from your overflow. Somebody bless him real big. He's God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, what happens? The fact is that we're born into a world at war. Yeah, that's what Jesus was saying. The thief comes, but I come. So there's two comings. There's two worlds coming together. There's a distinct opposing force of good and evil. But we've got to choose. And it's not, and don't let nobody tell you the lie that all roads lead to God, because they don't. Y'all still with me? Jesus makes it clear. He says, I am the way. So let me give you my first point. Jesus is the way to this abundant life. Jesus is the way to abundant life. No doubt about it. All these others, he says, they're just thieves and robbers. You know, they talk game and they say, oh, if you had this, you'd be happy. If you had this, you'd be happy. If you just bought this, you'd be happy. If you could just live like the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Look at the heroes on Hollywood, and this is how you really want to live. And you have us Christians all mixed up in their head thinking that that's going to bring them joy, that that's going to bring them peace, that that's going to bring them life. It will not bring you life. For a few moments, it may make you a little happier for a few moments. And I do say happy from the outside. You'd be happy, some feelings. But soon after, the new will wear off. But there's something that lasts forever. My mama used to sing the song, you know, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And since the world didn't give it to me, the world can't take it away. That's the kind of joy I want. Let me teach for a while because I feel a preach coming on. Somebody give God a real good praise in this house. He's God. Some years ago, I visited the Middle East. And, you know, y'all say, Pastor, I've been traveling a lot, but I didn't pay for that trip either. Hallelujah. Somebody said, hey, we want to take you over. We want you to go. I'm talking about overflow blessings, you know. So I went to the Middle East, and I happened to observe a group of shepherds that were called Bedouins, and they were from North Africa, Israel, that area. And, you know, it was interesting to watch them. They're probably Arabs, I would guess, and probably also Muslim, I would think. But one thing that I was able to gain from their understanding, from understanding them, because, you know, when they had all these sheep, they had sheep and goat, and some of them were herding sheep and other herding goat. And I noticed that one time at night that they would gather the sheep and they would gather the goat together in different places. And one particular place, they had them like in like a rock thing, rock area, because it wasn't like a wooden, it was like a crevice, that would be a better way to say it. And then the shepherds would be in front of the opening. And the question was, many people would ask them, they would say, hey, you know, you've got three sides. Well, what is the door? And they would look, not knowing that they were being somewhat prophetic and saying that I am the door. If they are behind me in their three sides, the front portion, that's me. I'm the door. Now look what Jesus says. Are y'all with me today? This passage in the book of John 10 and 7, I like reading it because, man, when every time I read this, Jesus claims, he says, I am what? I am the door. He's letting us know that I'm the door that you can come in and find that life that I'm talking about. You can go all these other places, but it's not going to satisfy. But I am the entryway. I am the place. I am that very place where you can find rest. I recently saw, this is in our backyard, and we have, you know, some area. We got a big open spot behind that, and there's a fox that runs every now and then. This particular time we saw him, I said, Jesus, you know, look, she would tell me sometimes, there's a fox in our backyard, we'd come back there and look. And this particular time I saw the fox, and the fox had a chipmunk. And, but the fox was playing with it. You know how you just pick it up and let him run a while, go grab him, bring him back, chew him up a little bit and throw him over there. But the chipmunk was alive. And then the chipmunk run again, try to run away, and the fox was there like, run and grab him again. I said, Chita, look at this. Chita said, oh, that's cute. Let me get my phone. Kind of like that. But she, did you video it? Yeah, okay. So now we video, and I'm thinking it's going to go on. I'm thinking it's going for a short whip. It continued. And I finally was sitting there. I said, man, why are you letting this happen? Some kind of righteous indignation rose up. I got up out of my chair. I went to the window. I came out. I saw that poor defenseless chipmunk. and this fox playing games with his life. I said to myself, you know, this cruelty has gone far enough. You can't have him. You can't devour him. I didn't have any shoes on, but I went out the backsliding door. Stuff was sticking me in my feet, but I was headed toward the fox and the chipmunk. I said, "Fox, you got to go." Fox took off. Jesus said, "Well, what if he comes toward you?" I said, then we may have fox soup. Hallelujah. Fox took off one way. And I saw the chipmunk on the ground and the fox came back the other way. How many of you know the devil won't be satisfied until he tears you apart? Some of you all, the devil's been messing with you. He's been trying to ring your bell. He's been snatching you, playing games with you, spitting you out, pulling you back in. But Jesus says, "That's enough. I'm coming that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Do you know what the scripture says when it says a thief comes? And some of you all need to know that the thief is coming. Said to me, the thief comes. He does, and I just want you to know, that's my point too. The thief comes with a destructive agenda. He absolutely does. He comes with a destructive to kill, to steal, to destroy. Now let me deal with the word thief for 1 minute. The word thief in the Greek means kleptos. We get the word klepto. And I know y'all know what that is. You all have relatives too. Yeah. Kleptis, we get the word klepto. Klepto, kleptomaniac. The root word has to deal with one who steals by stealth or in secret. So it's one who embezzles, one who pilfers, one that, and they use the word kleptomaniac as one with an irresistible urge to steal. Do y'all know anybody? Mm-hmm. Well. The thing is that that's what the enemy does. He's got this internal thing where he wants to steal anything you have of any value. He wants to take it. If it's joy, he wants to take it. If it's peace, he wants to take it. If it's love, he wants to take it. Am I saying anything to anybody? If it's your money, he wants to take it. If you're excited and encouraged, he wants to take that joy for you. If you've got a praise on your lips, he doesn't want you to have a praise to God. He wants to steal your praise, steal your joy. Can I let you know, folks, I have to fight it. I have to battle it because I know there's an enemy that comes to steal every good thing that God has given us. But we've got to rise up and recognize who God has called us to be and say, "God, I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to give you glory, even though." Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, and I know some people struggle with this because the Bible clearly says, and he says this and this blesses me. He says that I told you these things that my joy may be in you. And this is John 15 and 11, because some people struggle that says, well, Christians shouldn't have any joy. We're here struggling and it's a tough time and everything is hard. And if it's easy, it must not be God and all this stuff. Can I let you know that's stupid thinking? The scripture says in John 15, 11, I'm not sure if they have it on the screen or not, but it says, I told you this, that my joy may be in you. It didn't say that you would have all the stuff that you want, but my joy can be in you, even if you don't have all the stuff. Oh, I feel a preach coming on. But I brought this to you that your joy might be full. You can have full joy in the midst of all that's going on around us. You can have full joy in the midst of people lying on you. You can have full joy in the midst of people talking about you. You can have full joy even though you may not have the money that somebody else have. You can have full joy in the midst of your body aching. You can have full joy. I have made up my mind that I'm going to enjoy even though. Somebody give him praise in this house. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So can I share this with you? It's those that are saying, well, I'm waiting for things to become better or things to become perfect. Well, what if they never become perfect? Oh, I feel the anointing of God today. I don't care if things become perfect or not. I've made up my mind that I'm gonna enjoy God. Because in Christ is where my joy comes from. And sometimes the scripture says, if you don't have joy, sometimes we need to leap for it. Go on and jump for it. Not right now. Y'all don't have to do right now, but I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know that's his job to say, well, one of these days, what if we would say, well, one of these days things are gonna be all right, we'll have enough money, we'll have this. No, I'm not waiting for one of these days. I'm enjoying today. Do I have anybody with me that's made up your mind that you're gonna enjoy today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, our lives are supposed to be contagious. Next Sunday, we'll celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And not even waiting till then, but right now, the lives that we live in the midst of COVID, in the midst of all the racial stuff that's going on, in the midst of all this happening that's going on all around us, we need to be so full of joy, so full of peace, so full of love in the midst of all this that people say, I want what you have. Thank you, Jesus. Not complaining, not murmuring, not grumbling, but God, thank you that you fill my heart with peace, with love, with joy in the Holy Ghost, and I give you praise and I give you glory. Thank you, God. Some would... my time is up, but I ain't nearly about done. Nearly about. I'm from the country. Somebody give God one more praise as I... come to a wrap-up place. I mean, give him a real good praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Even though we have an enemy, Jesus provides for us supernaturally. How does he provide? Through, so we'll be sharing it next Sunday, through salvation. You know, thank you, God. Thank you for salvation, Lord. John 3:17, he says he didn't come to condemn the world, because I would have been condemned, but that the world through him, me and you through him, might have eternal life, might live forever. That's the life he was talking about. That in him there's safety. He said you can come in and out. As long as I'm the door, can't nothing get past here. Man, oh man. That means I can trust him. I don't have to worry about the fox. I don't have to worry about the wolves coming in, even though they're waiting and trying to slip in and sneak in. I don't have to worry. Why? Because the door, the shepherd, is our protector. Thank you, God. Not only that, he's our satisfaction. Are any of you like me? You know that no one can satisfy you like Jesus. Am I by myself? That's why sometimes I have to get away from everything and say, God, you know, it's just me and you. Let's talk. And I've had a rough day, but I've got to get my focus off of my stuff and put my focus on you. Any of you all ever had to do that recently? It's something about the fact that in his presence, there's joy. There's a fullness of joy. Sadness has to get out of your way when you get in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. No wonder he is our satisfier. Psalmist says, the Lord is my, help me out, my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to. And therefore, I don't have to want for anything. And then I lie down in green pastures. That means there's plenty of food. Better than the food pantry. He leadeth me beside the... Y'all better stand on your feet. I'm done. I gotta quit. But just do me one favor. Think of something that God has done for you this week that no one else can do, and you give him your best praise in the very presence of God. I mean, lift your voice and give him your best praise right now. He's God. Come on, let's lift him up. We love you, God. I don't hear you, abundant faith. Let's lift it up to him. He's that kind of God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We love you, Lord. Perhaps there's someone that's watching online, maybe someone here that you haven't made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. You haven't embraced that. Haven't embraced the shepherd. Haven't walked through the door. Haven't found that way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. And can I let you know, folks, that, man, he wants to give you that life in the midst of all that's going on. Man, my life was a mess before I met him, and I'm so thankful that he turned that around. Thank you, Jesus. Is anybody else in the house you can attest that your life before Christ and now? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We bless you, God. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. I'm not lost for words, but I do want us to enter into a time of worship right now. And I said, Pastor, what does that look like? I'm not exactly sure, but I do want us to focus our attention upon him. Will you do that for me right in the presence of the Lord, right where you are right now? Some of you may pray to him. Some may sing to him. Some may pray in a special language, just you and him, and whatever that may look like. Thank you, God, for your presence. Father, we came to receive all that you have for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We stop the hurried lifestyle, and we just take the time to embrace you right now, God. Thank you for life and that abundant life. Forgive us for running after what the world says is glamorous and life and enjoyment. But Father, today we embrace you because your loving kindness is better than life. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, God, that you're raising up an army of people that love you with all their heart, so contagious that when we're in other people's presence, we lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. I thank you, God, that we walk in an anointing. I thank you, God, that we've made up our minds that we're going to give you an even though praise, an even though life, that we say we're going to enjoy you, even though we'll be like the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praises shall continually be in my mouth, God. We bless you, God. Do something to this church. Do we stand here, God. May your will be done in our lives. Set us on fire again. Recharge us. Fill us up. May we overflow in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory. Come, let's give him praise in this house. We bless you, God. We adore you, Father. No one can do us like you can. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Use us in this last hour, God. May we recognize the life that you're talking about is the life that Mary Magdalene found when she had 7 demons, but she was set loose and she really had life. Thank you, God, the life you're talking about is when Peter used to be one that wanted to fight, but you used him later on to preach the gospel and 3,000 souls got saved. That's abundant life. Thank you, God, for Paul, the one that used to persecute saints and he had a spiritual blindness. But God, thank you that you opened his eyes and gave him real life. And someone here is dealing with some of those things. Set us free that we might go after you with all of our hearts. We bless you, God. If anybody wants prayer, we'll have individuals standing here to pray for you. If some want to worship, when I say worship, I mean you can in your seat, up front, whatever, it's okay. Some of you that says, Pastor, I needed this message on joy because I've been struggling with my joy. I've been struggling with this life that you're talking about. I want to receive this life. And some people that are on fire for God, you can come this way and lay hands. And I believe there'll be a stirring. There'll be an impartation taking place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And I pray this week that when you go out into the neighborhoods and onto your jobs and in school or wherever you may go, I pray that God places such a fire that's burning so richly inside of you that other people say, what's going on with you? And you let them know, I've got that abundant life that Jesus was telling us about. It's burning down on the inside. I'm enjoying every day. They say, well, how can you enjoy in the midst of this? I have joy even though. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you're watching via television, I just want to pray for you. Father, I thank you so much for the tears that are flowing. Some are watching even in other countries. I thank you for your anointing. Even meeting them in their bedroom. Some even have been struggling with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, even some sex addiction on television and on the websites. I thank you, God, they can be set free. And I thank you, Lord, that right now we pray your anointing, the same freedom, the same way that you told us about in your word. Father, I thank you right now that right now we denounce the devil and all the things that he's tried to steal from us. And we walk by the way and in the way. And that way is Christ. You can say a prayer like this, God, forgive me for the things that I've done wrong. I want to receive you into my life today. I confess that I was a sinner. And Father, right now, I believe and I trust you because you sent your son Jesus to die for me and he rose on the third day. I confess with my mouth and I believe it in my heart, and by faith, I am saved. We stand in agreement with you. We want you to connect. Send a message to us. Call on the phone. We want to hear about your conversion. It may not look like someone else's, but we praise the Lord right now because we believe that he saved your life and saved your soul. Thank you, God. Now may the grace of God be with you today and forevermore. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And may he give you shalom. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And we say amen.
Give you peace.
And give you peace.
lift your voice and say amen.
Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and